Open our eyes, open our ears, dear Heavenly Father. I pray that those who see or hear this message will hear your voice and see you, for you are the only one that can save, heal, and deliver mankind from their sins. Unbelief and disobedience are sins that open doors and windows further into darkness and away from you. Remove every doubt and help their unbelief. For you are calling their names out of chaos, darkness, hopelessness, fear, pride, and doubt. Everything they believed has been shaken, and they don't know who to trust or what to believe. As they humble themselves to read or listen to this prayer, may they experience your tangible presence, for you are love and want them to sense that you are there for them. For you know their names and who they are, and what they have done, and still love them unconditionally. It matters not what ethnicity, creed, nation, nor country they reside in, for you are the great I am that I am over every human being on this planet. It matters not to you what language they speak, nor what culture they were raised in, for you are creator of all things. It matters not to you whether they are male or female, young or seasoned, tall or short, plump or thin. Your love penetrates all things, and you are after our hearts. Reveal to all how much you care for each and every one of us. And if one simply reaches out to you with a sincere heart, you will answer their call for help. We all need help, and you have provided that help to anyone that reaches out to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. You sent him here, and he is the answer that mankind is seeking. Open our eyes that we may see the real truth. Open our ears that we may hear your voice only. Help us in this moment to open our hearts one more time to you. Let us all know that you are not a man and you cannot lie. You created this earth, the moon, the sun, and stars. Not one human being on this planet can claim that. You created the very air we breathe, the lungs that receive it. You created our magnificent and wonderfully made bodies and systems that operate them without even our thoughts. You create the oceans, the seas, the mountains, trees, and animals that we see every day, and they all function at your command. Help us all, for we need your help. Help us to grasp and receive you, for without you, we have no real purpose, assignment, or meaning, for you created us not us ourselves. We ask for forgiveness as we humble ourselves before you and repent for making ourselves gods and demanding the world listen and bow to us. Hear our sincere cry and intervene in our lives so that we can walk in our purpose and fulfill our assignments that you have given each human being on this planet. Remove the scales from the eyes of our mind that has blinded us from the truth and enticed us by traps, deceptions, illusions, and devices of the enemy of all mankind. We lift our eyes, hands, arms to you as a little child beckoning the mother or father to pick them up, to protect and nurture them. For so many things have occurred this year. We have seen darkness become worse and worse, and even the light has been clouded over and hidden because of fear or pride or both. Hear the cries for you and you alone. See the longing for the truth from those who are seeking you. Dear Jesus, you are Lord and King over all that has asked you into their hearts and have given us all that we need in this hour. Help us not to miss our purpose and assignments because of fear and pride. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. You have encouraged us to be strong and courageous in this hour, and promising to never leave or forsake us. Open our eyes of understanding and give us ears to only hear your voice so that we may discern what and who is of you and not sent by the evil one. Help us to realize that we must obey your voice and to walk in unity in order to stay under your protection and accomplish the assignments you have given us. Forgive us for allowing the world into your house. We are your house, and drawing our souls from your word and presence. Thank you for your protection, your guidance and everlasting love, for there is work yet to be done. Help us to use our weapons, authority, and wisdom that you have given us in this hour as we are led by your Holy Spirit. For you are requiring us to grow up and get to work expressing the love of God and just demonstrating his power as you did when you were on earth. Prepare us for the next wave, the next wow, the next diabolic move, the next revival. Help us to keep looking up and forward and not allow ourselves to be distracted. But only you know what is ahead, and we can only depend and trust you. Thank you for your love, mercy, and grace, and keeping power in this hour. And for those that don't know you, Lord, send us across your path with your words in our mouth and love with them in our hearts. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.